Hey everyone, this is Taikira, creative editor right here on Mouth Sauce. Five multimedia journalists created podcasts in response to the theme of revival, a response to what the nation looks like after more than a year of being in this pandemic. Today, we're following Rozzy Cribbs, whose story deals with financial stability. Here is The Search for Stability.
During January of 2020, everything seemed to be on the rise. The economy was seeing nothing but progress. This made it feel like the perfect time to start a career. Meanwhile, people who were already established in their field, like Damaron Krill, who is a banquet server, was seeing nothing but positive progression. But in March, everything changed when we experienced a spike in COVID. With more than 10,000 cases and over 2,000 deaths, government officials were starting to discuss doing the nationwide stay-at-home order. Many people ended up being unemployed, forcing them to turn to government assistance to maintain. The Congressional Research Service recorded that the unemployment rate reached 14.8, the highest rate observed since data collection began in 1948. So how did COVID affect Damaron?
Pre-COVID, my life was I was a working husband and a father. I was a full-time banquet server. I worked 5 to 6 days out of the week, came home, spent time with my family, and pretty much did my personal activities. I went to work and I spent time with family. March of 2020 was my last event, and my managers was basically like, a lot of our events canceled, and basically they would have to let us know if anything pops up.
Now that we understand how it impacted common working class, how did it impact business owners? The preceding National Academy of Science reported that 43% of business had temporarily closed, and nearly all of these closures were due to COVID-19. These emergency closures left small business owners like Marshawn Hendricks, the owner of Trap House, to fend for themselves.
I needed to work a job while having my business, especially after bringing on a team member that I have to pay. So I was a dean at this school on the West Side while, like, right when the pandemic kicked off.
In the midst of all this, the media was starting to show a spike in police brutality amongst the African-American community, one of the biggest incidents being the George Floyd murder, where a man was wrongfully murdered at the hands of the police. This caused turmoil and riots all over the nation. This also led to the Black community growing closer together. And with this new sense of community, people revived old passion and turned to a source of income instead of relying on government assistance. Like Jocelyn, who built a vegan donut business that thrived through a pandemic.
It affected me personally because I didn't think that I could start a business in during COVID, during the pandemic, during anything. And I feel my husband as well feels like it took a turn because at that point, your favorites were shut down. So it put in perspective of it's vegan, one, vegan donuts. My favorite place may not open anytime soon, so this is what I have, and this is a healthier option, so maybe that's why my business thrived during COVID.
Like Jocelyn, I never thought I would see myself as an entrepreneur. Before COVID happened, I was at the last stretch of my college career and was hoping to get a traditional 9-to-5, but when the pandemic struck, a lot of companies stopped hiring. On the other hand, I did notice there was a lot more client for my graphic design business due to the increase of people starting side hustle. This goes to show how the pandemic redefined what me and many others thought financial stability was. Now I believe financial stability comes from ownership, but what does ownership exactly mean?
Ownership and what it means to me is basically leaving something behind for my family, my generation, and the generation ahead of me or before me, however that goes. Something that I created on earth while I was here, and I'm gonna leave it here with someone, whether it's my children, whether they choose to sell it. You know, it's a lot in a Black community, if you want to say it that way, it it lets you know that it's not impossible to do. It lets you know that you always have options. You always can do it, create something. No one can take your brain, your mind. So with that being said, you always have options and something to create and to leave when you leave.
To follow the next story in the series, go to mildsauce.org. Mild Sauce is affiliated with Street Level Youth Media, and Street Level is a program of Urban Gateways.